the South Shore's Morning News. I'm Rob Hakala, and every week at this time, we check in with our tech guy. Oh, he is back, though. It's been several weeks since we've talked to the big guy. David Snell from MaxSmart IT in Pembroke.
Welcome back.
Hey, David.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. Back in the usual tech chair there over at AxSmart IT. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Now I got to live up to Pam's reputation. Well, she's been doing covering for me, so I've got a lot of work to do.
She was, as we talked about, an excellent, excellent fill-in, David. So both of you are wonderful, as we both love you. But great to have you back in the chair. And this week we're going to be talking about Microsoft Windows.
Yeah, we're always talking about one of the big guys in the industry. But you'll remember, because we were doing this way back then in 2015 when Microsoft launched Windows 10, they told everybody and continued to tell everybody that Windows 10 was the end-all, be-all. There'll be no new names, no new nothing. It's going to be Windows 10 forever.
That's it.
Oh, they lied.
Big surprise.
Technology marches on, and right now we're expecting the new Windows 11. Quite a great name for the operating system. We're going to just keep adding numbers to it. Apple technically did the same thing for 10 years until the Mac OS 11 Big Sur arrived. So I guess this is just part of the industry standard. Just keep incrementing the numbers.
Yeah. I mean, but that's, yeah, I mean, that's a typical thing, though, isn't it? I mean, I don't know. I mean, you as a tech guy, do you like that? You know, is it like AxSmart, 9.0 and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, we should go by the year. So it's 0.021 and 0.022 and that way. But we don't need to increment that. I think they should have stayed with my personal opinion. It's just called a Windows.
Windows, yeah.
It'll be Windows forever because that's what it is.
That's what it
is. I don't need a number at the end.
Yeah.
But anyway, we do have a new number coming up, and Microsoft has actually announced an event for Thursday, June 24th, where they're going to talk about Windows. Now, they haven't said anything about it being released. This is all supposition and download leaks on the internet that people have found with the new version. So Microsoft has not announced that they have a Windows 11, but the event on Thursday is probably going to talk about all about the new Windows 11, and we even have some new features for this new operating system that we've been able to see from the leaked version that people have been running and taking videos of.
Oh, wow. Okay. So what are we hearing about the new Windows 11?
So the newest thing that everyone finds interesting, and it helps you focus in the operating system, is that the start menu in the taskbar is in the middle of your screen. No more on the left and no more on the bottom. It's in the middle, wherever you always concentrate and focus your eyesight. So that's a change. It's going to hopefully help people. You can still move it to the left if you want. And, hey, this one floats so you can drag it anywhere you want. If you have multiple screens, you can put it elsewhere on another screen. So that's a pretty cool feature. Two other things, we haven't had new sounds since Windows was introduced in 2015, Windows 10. So now they've upgraded the sounds and put a lot of new soundtracks in for Windows 11. So that'll change things up a little bit. No more of that bings and boops that we're used to hearing. And then improved touch controls. Windows has been, or Microsoft has been, a laggard in touch screen controls and the way the operating system runs. Mac has had it for years, and they do a great job with it. It looks like finally people who have tablets and anything that has a touch screen interface is going to work better for them than how it works right now.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, that would probably be something definitely they would want to jump on, so I imagine that would be popular, David.
Yeah, I believe so. And unfortunately, they should have jumped on it years ago.
Yeah.
But they're playing catch-up, and we'll see how it goes. When this new OS is released, we'll see what people say about all the new sounds, all the new touchscreen stuff, and the way that task menu and start menu jumps right out in the middle of your face. That'll be an interesting thing.
Would you like that, though, David? Or
I'm an old dog.
I was going to say, it's always been
all the time
down in the bottom of the left there forever.
Yep, and that's where I'm going to put it right back.
That's where I always go, you know?
Yep.
Can't beat a Windows 95 startup sound. I think that's still a classic one. That's a good one.
I think they should put that back in. You're right.
Yeah, that's right. Nice. I didn't know how nice it was. It was a Windows 95 startup sound. Okay. Well, David, okay, so when is this all coming out? Have they made an official launch date yet or no?
Well, since they haven't officially announced that it's a thing, which we know it is, they haven't officially done a launch date. But we are looking at it could be shipping sometime in October of this year. Now, yes, that means the OS is much farther along in development than where it usually is when they put out a new OS. It's usually a year or more away from shipping. This looks like October. So that's not too far off.
Yeah. I was going to say, why not wait till November and make it the 11th month or something for Windows 11?
Windows 11, that's right. And then what happens when we get to Windows 13, though? That would really put them in a bind.
That would be a tough one, yeah. Forget about that, guys. Yeah. All right, forget my idea. But yeah, Windows...
Well, they may use it, Rob, and then just figure out something to do different than 2013.
Yeah.
2023.
Yeah, or skip 13 if it's unlucky, or I don't know.
Yep.
Maybe they'll just call it Windows at that point. All right, so Windows, maybe 11... it's coming out sometime in the fall and should be interesting, and we'll see how it is. Will it be free for people if they have Windows 10?
At this point, yes. Anyone who has Windows 10 will get Windows 11 for free. People not running Windows 10, there's no announcement or any information as to what they will be charged, but they can still get Windows 10 for free today. So if they have Windows XP or whatever, they can still upgrade to Windows 10 and then have the Windows 10, they get the free Windows 11. So they're not out to make money on it. They just want to get people secure, and that's what it's been about all the Windows updates, is secure us from ourselves, pretty much is what it is. So.
All right, good stuff. And David Snell, if people want to read more, they can always go online and read the blog, right?
Absolutely. And I think people should. I have a link there to the event on the 24th. People can click in and get a reminder, and you can actually watch Microsoft for an hour talking live about the future of Windows.
Ooh, all right, good stuff. ActSmartIT.com is the website. ActSmartIT, and David Snell is our tech guy. And he is back next Tuesday at this time on WHD. David, good to have you back.
Absolutely. Thanks, Rob. It's good to be back. We'll talk to you next week.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.